him 4 to 6 months to live. So we brought him home, and since he had no wife to care for him, it all fell on my mother. She was assisted by us nieces and nephews. We worked very hard to make him comfortable. Even though he was bedridden and in considerable pain. Day after day, we tended to his needs. Every night, I knelt and asked God to heal this good and kind man. 10 hard months passed, and Uncle Wilson took a turn for the worse. We were all called and told to come home. As I stood by his bed, even in his pain, he tried to communicate his love and thanks by kissing my hand. I was no longer praying for his healing. I was now praying that God would take him. The next day, as my sister and I stood by his side, Uncle Wilson suddenly opened his eyes and in a clear, loud voice cried out, "My God! My God! My God!" And then he died. We stood there in total awe. You see, my uncle had been deaf and mute since birth. These were the first and the last words he ever spoke. There are countless stories of people who have dramatic experiences at the time of their death, dramatic encounters. Their spiritual eyes are opened and they behold something truly wonderful. Do we have to wait until we die to have our spiritual eyes opened? Clara Scott said this in her famous hymn, "Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me." And this is how the psalmist put it in Psalm 119, verse 18. "Open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in your law." That is a prayer for all of us today and for every day. Open my spiritual eyes, Lord. Open my spiritual eyes that I may see. Did you know that it's possible that you could be walking around in spiritual blindness? It's possible. The Word of God is filled with stories of people who were spiritually blind. I want to review just a few of them. And I want you to ask yourself a question as I do review these. Over and over, ask yourself this question. Could this story possibly describe me? Let's start in the Old Testament with Abraham. Genesis 18, beginning in verse 1. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked and he saw 3 men standing nearby. And when he saw them, he hurried from the entrance to his tent to meet them, and he bowed low to the ground. Those 3 men, we discovered later, turned out to be 3 angels. Nothing was wrong with Abraham's eyesight. He clearly saw 3 figures, but later his insight became 20/20, and he realized that he was having a spiritual visit, an encounter. Has that ever happened to you? Is it possible that you have ever entertained angels and didn't know it? The Bible says that happens. Moses. Here's another familiar story. It's Exodus 33, and it begins in verse 18. Moses said to God, "Now show me your glory." God, show me your glory. And the Lord said, "I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But," he said, You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Have you ever desired to see the glory, the goodness of God pass in front of you, the glory of God? Have you ever desired that? He could make his goodness pass in front of you. He did that for Moses. He could do that for you. If you have not desired that, why not? Why not? If he did it for Moses, he can do it for you. Now, this is a story about Elisha. He and his men were facing a very scary battle against a vast army, and Elisha's servant was feeling defeated even before the battle started. Have you ever felt defeated even before the battle started? Have you ever felt that your situation was hopeless? 2 Kings 6, verse 17, Elisha prayed, O Lord, open my servant's eyes so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills filled with horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And I can hear the servant saying, holy mackerel, we are surrounded by angels. What a sight. Do you realize that you are surrounded by angels right now? Welcome. We're glad you're here. Don't you wish you could see them? They can see you. We can't always see them. But Elisha's story is not over. Verse 18, as the enemy, the army, came toward him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with blindness. So God struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. That was not physical blindness. That was spiritual blindness. Verse 19. Elisha told these spiritually blind men in this army. Elisha told them, this is not the road to the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria. And after they entered the city, Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so that they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes, and they looked, and there they were inside Samaria. Do you think you know where you're going? Do you think you know what comes next? Only God can see clearly where you are going. And what comes next? He's in control of all of your tomorrows. He is in control of your spiritual vision. Open my eyes, Lord, that I can see. We need a really good spiritual optometrist. And Jesus Christ is the best one there is. Listen to him talking to us in Luke 4, verse 18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners. And here it is, recovery of sight to the blind. It would be very easy to misunderstand that he's talking about physical blindness, because after all, he so graciously and so often healed blind people and gave them their eyesight back. But he's talking about spiritual blindness in this passage. He's talking about spiritual insight, spiritual foresight. He's talking about your spiritual eyes. I want to tell you a story. This past spring, Elizabeth and I had the great opportunity of going to the great state of Florida for a great pilgrimage to the Holy Land of Disney. And we enjoyed our trip immensely. And one afternoon, while we were sitting beside a pool, relaxing in that glorious weather, it was cool back here, it was warm there. And we were sitting by a pool and relaxing. I was gazing into the sky, and I was watching The clouds drift by. And just then, two birds way up in the sky started flying, and they were flying in perfect formation. And I was just amazed as I watched them. Perfect formation. And the longer I watched them, I thought, this is too perfect. This is really very strange. And so by instinct, I covered one of my eyes and realized I was seeing double. Now, I know what you're thinking. I only had one piña colada, and I had only had a few sips, but I was seeing double. Yikes, what's wrong with me? Something's wrong with me. When I got home, I went to see my optometrist, and she explained something to me. She said, Harry, you're getting older. Surprise. And your eye muscles are weakening, and they're having trouble sometimes converging. And she gave me a really fun therapeutic prescription, an assignment. She said, have you ever heard of a series of books called Magic Eye? And it just so happened that I had. In fact, I owned three of them. They were a huge craze in the 1990s. And she said, I want you to use these. What is this? These are little books of computerized images that are created with little microscopic dots. They don't look like anything when you look at them, but if you look at them in just the right way, and if your eyes converge as they're supposed to, hidden 3D images appear in these pictures. Have any of you ever played with these? You have one, two. Oh, lots of people have seen these. These are fun. And what she told me is that this will strengthen your eye muscles. What fun therapy. So I went out and I bought some more of these books. I found out that they're still available. There are many of them. And I got three more of them, and I've been having a great time with them. One of them is published by an ophthalmologist. And in this book, he talks about the fact that when you use this, it not only strengthens your eyes so that your eye muscles converge better, but it can actually increase your 20/20 vision. It can make things clearer for you. But that's nothing compared to what God can do with our spiritual eyes. How is your spiritual vision? That's the big question today. I pray that you are not like the Bible says some people are. For example, John 12, beginning in verse 37. Even after Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in their presence, they still would not believe him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this reason they could not believe, because as Isaiah said elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes and deadened their hearts, so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts. Do you remember the question I asked you earlier? Could any of this describe me? God could work a dazzling miracle right in front of some Christians, and they would totally miss it because they don't understand it. That's what happened with Jesus. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Paul said, the God of this age, he's talking about Satan. Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now you know why. Thank God earlier in the prayer. Thank you, God, for opening our eyes. Even the disciples had vision problems. Sometimes, John 14, verse 8, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Could that story possibly describe me? Can you see the Lord at work in your life? Or do you need to ask for a great optometrist in the sky to help you see God at work in your life? Can you see the Lord at work in our world today? Or do you need to exercise your spiritual eye muscles? Don't you wonder what on earth is going on in our world today, in this country of ours today? Have you not been astounded by the political circus that bombards us every day in this country? Have you not been horrified as you see the violence and the anger and the hatred that makes the news headlines every day in this supposedly Christian nation of ours? Haven't you been bewildered? I have been bewildered. Haven't you been bewildered by the weird weather patterns that are going on all over the globe today? Have you not asked yourself questions like, Lord, what is happening with the youth today? Lord, what is happening with the churches today? Lord, what is happening with the entertainment venues today? Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth that thou hast for me. Here is one more story. It's from the Bible also, a familiar story. It happened just after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Could this story possibly describe any of us? Luke 24, verse 13. Two men were going to a village called Emmaus. You know what's coming. Two men were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about everything that had happened, the crucifixion. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and he walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. Is that you? Is it possible that Jesus Christ is walking right beside you through whatever you are going through and you don't recognize him? He's walking the same path that you're walking and you don't realize it's him. And later in this story, in Luke 24, verse 30, it says, when Jesus was at the table with him, he took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and he began to give it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Open our eyes, Lord. Why? We want to see Jesus. Now hear this. The Holy Spirit counteracts the cataracts of Satan. I like that. The Holy Spirit counteracts the cataracts of Satan. Live it. Here's another problem. You and I are surrounded by eye candy. There are so many beautiful, attractive temptations that consume our time and consume our energy. They all entertain us. All of us train our eyes to converge on them and to see these images. Let us diligently train our spiritual eyes to see what Uncle Wilson saw. My God, my God, my God. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you and praise you again that you have revealed yourself to us and opened our minds and hearts and spiritual eyes. But Lord, we continue to pray. Don't let us walk through this life spiritually blinded. Help us, Lord God, to look for, to see you, to have insight and to have foresight and to walk with you arm in arm, hand in hand. Lord, open our eyes, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.